At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Funeral services for a Richardson police officer killed in the line of duty are set for this afternoon. KERA's Courtney Collins has more.
It was the first police officer death in Texas this year, when 37-year-old David Sherrard was shot and killed last week after responding to a disturbance call at an apartment complex. Police found another man, 30-year-old Rene Gomez, dead at the scene. The suspect, 26-year-old Brandon McCall, has been charged with capital murder. The investigation has been turned over to the Plano Police Department. Sherrard had been working for Richardson PD for more than a dozen years. He leaves behind a wife and two children. Sherrard was the first officer to be killed on duty in the history of the Richardson Police Department. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Sherrard's funeral begins at 2 at Watermark Community Church in Dallas. $48 million once set aside for a road along the Trinity River in Dallas will now instead go to flood control. The Dallas Morning News reports members of the City Council's Mobility Solutions, Infrastructure, and Sustainability Committee got the word news yesterday. Some of that 1998 bond money will help pay for raising and flattening stretches of the levees that constitute the Dallas floodway system. Some of that $48 million will also be used to remove embankments and piers from the old Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe trestle bridge near the Dallas Wave. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in 2015 said removing remnants of the wooden bridge will finally allow greater flows through the floodway system without overtopping the levees. City officials said they hope to begin the work in 6 to 8 months. Now to KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Mentoring kids has always been about developing a one-on-one relationship. As technology has changed, so too has that mentor and student connection. Stella Chavez reports on how one of the country's largest mentoring organizations, Big Brothers Big Sisters, has evolved to help professionals with busy lives and kids who like spending time online.
It's after school at Irvine High. Inside the cafeteria, dozens of students and their mentors sit across from each other waiting for instructions.
Okay, so these are some questions that you can answer. So mentors, why did you go to college?
All the students here are in AVID, a college and career readiness program. Most will be the first in their family to go to college. They're also in Big Brothers Big Sisters Mentoring 2.0, which pairs kids with adults who are college graduates. Natalie Gutierrez is a junior at Irving High School. Her mentor, Shatera Lemons, is a Dallas police officer.
So, what was the most valuable for you in your college experience?
Time management. Time management, learning how to manage my time, get my work turned in.
This student-mentor relationship goes beyond traditional face-to-face meetings every 6 weeks. Most of Natalie's and Lemon's weekly interactions are online. They can text, and there's an interactive portal with a series of questions about college that mentors ask and students answer on their devices. Lemons finds that online component appealing.
The program is good for me because I'm busy. I work all the time, so technology is awesome.
The Dallas area chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters was the first in the country to launch Mentoring 2.0. Today, it's in 13 cities around the country. Natalie says initially she wasn't sure if interacting mostly online would work.
At first, I thought, well, this is probably not really going to help. I was like, cause she doesn't really come, which is once a month. And then now I'm just I can text her and I can do everything. We can contact each other. And it's really helpful because I feel like I have a bigger sister.
In the Mentoring 2.0 program, high school freshmen learn about setting goals and priorities, like making sure their homework is done. Sophomore year, how to start looking for colleges. In 11th and 12th grades, students learn what a college degree is worth and how to complete a college application or financial aid form. William Chin is president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Dallas. He says the online format helps reach more kids.
We have most of our kiddos in South Dallas and most of our mentors in North Dallas. So the technology that we're leveraging enables our mentor and our mentee that can be a little bit further apart these days to stay in touch through social media, through an email on a secured platform.
Chin says it was important for the 90-year-old organization to change and meet kids where they're at.
These days, I think our kiddos are really comfortable getting on social media, and they still can make pretty rich emotional connections through those media, and we've been ignoring that for a while.
Even though most of their contact is online, Lemons and Natalie have developed a strong bond. They have a lot in common. Natalie says she wants to go to the Air Force, just like Lemons, and she wants to go to college to become a detective. Lemons is currently taking classes to become a detective, too.
When I first met her, I was like, oh my God, I was like, she's a mini-me.
The mentoring experience has been helpful for Natalie. She's the oldest of four and says she always wanted a big brother or a big sister.
I can't always, like, express some things to my mom because my mom, she dropped out of high school her freshman year. And so sometimes I can't always ask her about, what do I expect in college? Because she didn't even go to college.
Lemon says she can relate to the challenges of growing up. Her mom was a drug addict and her parents separated when she was young.
I didn't have a mentor growing up. I felt like I needed that mentor, that outlet, someone that I could possibly come and talk to. Because, you know, you can always go to your parents. They don't always understand.
Which is why Lemon says it's important for her to be there, in person or online, for students like Natalie. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Coming up on the BBC News Hour, the divisions within South Africa's governing ANC over the departure of President Jacob Zuma, why Ukraine has become a center for surrogacy, and a powerful cyclone has flattened the parliament building in the Pacific Island state of Tonga. All of that on BBC News Hour. Show begins at 9 here on KERA 90.1. We got a 20% chance of rain today, increasing to 30% chance tonight. Cloudy otherwise, with a high near 46.